Yep, there it goes.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you. So, welcome. This is the ORAN Software community meeting for 1203, actually 1204, and December 4th, 2019. Farhin's going to fix the webpage. Farhin's going to scribe for today. Let me just reload the page so that there we are, 12.4. Hi, I'm Jack Murray from AT&T, Jinri.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. David?
I'm here.
Thank you. Masafumi-san? Okay. William? And Vishwa.
Yeah. Email from Billy. He is conference group fighting.
Okay. All right. So we have enough from the forum. Quorum. So we'll continue. We have two meetings minutes to approve today for him, because I don't think you had quorum last week.
That's correct, Jack. We need to approve the 27th and the one before that.
Let's do the one before that. November 20th meeting minutes. We have the minutes here recorded. The votes on the release. Marketing Amber. Status of action items. The license, a lot of discussion on the license review, getting ready for the requirements of bronze. Are there any comments, questions, corrections for the minutes from November 20th, 2019? Okay, can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes, Chair, I can make a motion.
Thank you, Jinri. Do I have a second?
I'll second that here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Is Jack Murray saying aye?
Jinri saying aye.
David saying aye.
Against say nay. Okay, thank you for approving the minutes for 11:20. Let's go up to last week's meeting. I was a little late. I did attend, but I was a little late. David was kind enough to run the meeting. So here are, Farhin was still a scribe and was able to record items. There obviously were no votes or approvals, but we did talk about a range of items from the PR through a range of other items. It was really just wrapping up the end. Lejing did some talking on the pulling the build process together. So does anyone have any questions, corrections, our discussion on November 27th, 2019 minutes?
Chuck, I do have one question. So I actually haven't listened to the recording yet, but if I look at what is currently shown on the screen,
yes.
This is correct or not? Yes.
I think I lost you there for a minute.
The name of the audio.
I lost you. You're breaking up a little, Jinri, to me. So okay. I don't know if other people can hear you.
So hello? Okay.
Can you ask your question again, please?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Yeah, sorry. I mean, the connection tonight is not very stable. So my comment is the name for the audio for last week's meeting minute, it's still raised as 11:20. I'm not sure whether this is correct or not.
Thank you for pointing that out. Farheen, do you know if that's the correct link?
Okay, yeah, it looks like it's pointing to the wrong file, so I will update that. Good, thanks for catching that, Jinri.
So it'll be corrected to 11-27.
Yeah, and other than that, I'm fine with the meeting minute, yes.
Yes, I'll correct it right now.
Okay, anyone else with any comments or corrections? All right, do I have a motion to accept the minutes for the November 27, 2019 meeting?
Yes, I can make a motion.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I'll second right here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Jack Murray saying aye.
Jin saying aye.
David saying aye.
All those against say nay. Thank you for getting through the formality of that. Let's get back up to our current meeting today. So review for today's agenda. So I know today Ritwick is going to spend some time starting to discuss the B release. We'll touch quickly on the normal agenda items, including the marketing and Amber release. Does anyone else have something they want to add? One second. Sorry for the disruption. All right. Is there anyone else that has an agenda item they'd like to add for today? All right. Then let's move on to item 6 on the agenda, which is the marketing of the Amber release. I don't know if everyone has seen the press release was released to the wire yesterday. It should be available for everyone to look at. I'll post it now that it's released. I just didn't get to it last night. I'll post it here on the website. I just wanted to give people a view on our homepage. If you click on ORAN SC, it'll take you to this homepage for the overall software community. We have our links to the ORAN Alliance and over to the webpage. And we have kind of a welcome discussion about what we're trying to do, but there's an attention that that the software's community delivered the first release named Amber. And there's a link there that'll take you to the Amber release page that's under the releases. And thank you for everybody's participation, particularly Farheen and Lijing, to pull a lot of information together here on the Amber specific page. So there should be links and activities here. We talk about some of the projects we use, the updates that the PTL supplied on each of the projects that that we could put in place. So there, Lijing pulled together a tarball to for all the software so that it can be downloaded easy. Over here, source code, tasks, the video tours and demos that were, that people did. We thank you very much for that. That helps people understand how to do things with the release. So gives you an idea of how each release will come with its own, permanent page that tries to capture the state of that particular release at that time. If people find issues, corrections, want to add things, we can still continue to refine this page. And this will be our page for that branched release. And I just wanted to thank everyone for all the hard work. The first release, in many ways, is the hardest, trying to get everybody to, establish how we, get started. It'll continue to evolve as we go forward. But we couldn't do this without all your participation. So I just wanted to give you, that information. Like I said, I'll add the press release to this page so that you can click on that and read that. I just didn't get to it yet this morning. Does anyone have any questions about the press release or the overall documentation for the Amber release? Okay. So, all right, so now let's get back to our TOC page and come down. I wanted to particularly thank Jinri for his support in getting the PR together and working with the EC. So all the press releases had to work through the EC, and thank you for everybody who helped and contributed to getting the PR out.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Any other questions on the marketing of the Amber release or PR or anything else? Okay. Status of open items. Let's get back to I think there's an action item, Jinri, talking about our bigger framework for how we continue to do marketing for this open source software community. This obviously is in partnership with the ORAN Alliance, but now that we've got a release and we're going to work towards our second release, we now have the opportunity to work on more intermediate activities, both in the ORAN Alliance, some of the PlugFest, like the PlugFest that's coming up, and in the open source community space with Linux Foundation. So we need you know, we need a bigger plan. People who are interested in participating, please reach out to Jin Ri. And we'll try to build a little more awareness about what we're doing. Jin Ri, do you want to say anything?
I think two things. So the first thing is that, as you have mentioned, so currently we have already had the release A came out. And we also have, I mean, on the web page, I also saw some videos, right? So I think we really need to take use of events to promote our visibility. So this is one thing. But so you also mentioned that we have actually ProfFest next week and the following week. So in Beijing ProfFest session, it will last for 2 weeks. And also, we still have the MWC Barcelona. So just wondering how we can make this opportunity and make the promotion. Yeah. So this is one thing. Another thing is, I mean, because I happened to be on the EC call a few weeks ago, and they were discussing actually the whole marketing plan for the whole Orion Alliance. And I believe that some framework currently they are designing could also accommodate our SC. So if you are okay, probably I can just share one slide, a very simple slide from Zimnek.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. So just to, there is no concrete plan so far, but I think we do have some channels. If we can have this in mind, and that in the future, we can frequently revisit this from time to time. So I think there are several channels for us to promote to improve our visibility. Right, PR is definitely the most straightforward way. And the second thing is the symposium. For those who are not familiar with this, actually, like for example, this year in MWC Shanghai, not only we had the Orion board meeting, but we also have a 1 day long Orion symposium. It consisted of several keynote speeches as well as a round table. And I think that kind of symposium is kind of a tradition for the Orion meetings. So this is also an opportunity for us, right, for the software community. And another thing is the industry event. It's a bit similar to the symposium, but probably just don't have that large scale. But for example, this year in MWC Barcelona, in the Dutch Telecom booth, I know they hosted an Orion industry event, inviting several key speakers to deliver a speech and discussed some key aspects of Orion. So that definitely could be also a good opportunity for our software community. And just remember that both symposiums and industry events, they are kind of a regular tradition for the Orion Alliance. And I believe, in the MWC Barcelona next year, they are also, I mean, EC is also currently planning such event. Okay. And MWC demo, especially the MWC Barcelona, I think this is a very, the best opportunity to show our presence. Okay. And these are some channels. For some other channels, Linux Foundation meeting, I think you are more expert than me on this aspect. And so other things is like, yeah, so Orion newsletter. This has not been launched yet, but I know Zivanek is preparing for this. So for example, at the end of this year or at the beginning of next year, they will issue an Orion newsletter. The current content will kind of a wrap up on what has been achieved during this year. So we should have some presence for our SC there. And Twitter is another thing. But unfortunately, you see in China, Twitter is blocked. promotional video, I know we do have the content. The question to me and to the community is how and on what occasion that we can promote this. So one example is like the PropFest. I think we will have PropFest in Asia and in North America next week. And that will be also an opportunity for us. And also remember that for this PropFest, it will also become a regular event for the Orient Alliance. So I think that's it. So actually, to me, I think there are actually several channels. We do have the opportunity to promote our visibility. The question is, we need to keep this in mind and we need to commit some resource on this.
Thank you, Jinrik.
Yeah.
Everyone here might not be familiar with who Zipnik is. Could you just explain his role so that everybody understands
Zipnik is actually hired by Orient Alliance. This is his full-time job, I believe. And he is the project manager of Orient Alliance. And he is helping with all these organizing the meetings, logistics, all of these things. And also including this communication, promotion, marketing. And his job partially covered accounting, finance, financial issues. So yeah, he's really busy.
Right. So anybody, just to make sure everybody, knows the players. So if you in terms of the ORAN Alliance web pages or any activities over there, he's the main contact and he's the one that helped us do the press releases.
Yes.
Wire.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any questions about the marketing plan? If you release there, Jingri, I'll take it back.
This is Martin. Sorry, do we know where we can upload the videos? Do we have a central place for that? Or?
Yes. Let me get Jinri.
So I will start sharing. Okay.
Li Jing was taking care of that for me, so unfortunately he's out for the next 2 weeks. He was smart. He booked his vacation right after the release.
Very good.
He deserved that.
Yes. Lots of communications, but
I uploaded a video yesterday and I just uploaded directly onto this page.
Okay.
And that worked. I don't know if that's the place it's supposed to be in, but it did work.
Yeah, it's just that everybody uploads a video in a similar section or on the right page so that we can combine all of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now on this page here where the links are to the videos, so you can see what other people did, if you look at where the links are, and then usually under the projects, let me go back to releases, the Amber release, and then one of the links is to the, on here on the links, here the table, for all the projects and their status, there are links to here as well that talk about the repos, the documentation, and if you have a video, this is where, from a project team, you should make sure that the links are updated here in this table, and this is the source for where we pull and reference the links to.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Jack, I have one comment. So because since we are talking about this video, so another thing that I would like to bring your attention and community's attention is that I know in the Alliance and the Working Group One co-chairs, like Paul Smith from AT&T and I, we are actually planning and preparing for an O-RAN video for the MWC Barcelona. And I believe, I mean, I don't know whether we can make use of the content from our software community or not, but if no, and definitely I believe that we should have some content to be contained in that video for the whole O-RAN Alliance. Probably Fahim, you can take note of this, and I would like to take this action because I do share some responsibility with Paul Smith. So when we get deeper discussion on the video shooting, then I will come back to you to see how we can promote our software community's work in that video.
Yeah, sometimes some shots could be used for background while somebody's talking to a particular point, or several different ways. But we'll take that offline and work that there. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That was a big step. You know, I think it's important for each participant to go back, and maybe for the B release, we're going to start a little bit earlier and better around the release planning. You know, it's the first one's always hard, a lot going on. This is a major milestone, right? A lot of people have been trying to do an open source project in this space or talking about it. You know, through all of your assistance, we've done this, but from a company standpoint, you know, if you're not the contact, we need to start bringing in your marketing or whoever is the person who's going to handle that end of the work and make sure all the companies are well connected and involved in the process, right? As developers or software people, marketing's not always our primary mission, but please reach out to your company and, you know, we'll have a better process next time and probably spin up a couple of marketing calls leading up to some of these major activities. All right. Next, Tracy and Martin, anything more on the PlugFest that you want to bring up?
Sure. As Jinri just mentioned, there's PlugFest in Beijing. There's a complimentary activity, North America, Europe. That's actually taking place this week. There will be a readout with question and answer time on Thursday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That's December 5th. And Jinri, we are, and Martin, I think that's why you were asking, we are collecting lots of videos and write-ups and photos. I'm a member of Paul Smith's team to make available to you.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you'll have lots of stuff. I think the EC, the executive committee, put on their timeline some blog or press release for the POC and the PlugFest, you know, globally, that is, the week of December 15th or thereabouts.
So. Yeah, is that, yes.
Okay, so we're busy and things are starting to work, but not everything is working yet. Martin, did you have anything to add?
No, we have also first results, and based on setting up the whole infrastructure and bringing different components together. So we learned already a lot. We will document all the findings and we'll translate them into Jira tickets. A lot of them are already in Jira tickets. So already the preparation of such an event gives a lot of information in order to go forward and to make things better. And so, yeah, we're in good shape.
And Jinri, as you pointed out, POCs and PlugFests are going to be an ongoing, they'll be ongoing. We'll also be talking a little bit about the next one, and some ideas about, you know, I think we'll be able to do a lot more with the bronze release, but we have some good things to share with the amber release, as well as the ORAN Alliance first set of interface specifications.
Yeah, I know. Good. Actually, I do have one question. So readout, you say, so how, when will it come out? The end of this week or readout?
It's been a challenge to get the meeting invitation out to the ORAN software community, the ORAN Alliance, and all of the other interested parties. I'll forward it again. It's Thursday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. We will record it and put the recording up on the OSC Wiki as well as the ORAN Wiki. And there will undoubtedly be follow-ups as requested.
I seem to see some invite from you, right? Is that invite for this?
That's
okay. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I will figure out the details. So I would like to join you if possible.
Wonderful. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. And Jack, did you or anybody else have any other questions about the POC, the Plugfest, meaning the North American European section? It should be on your calendar. It should be on everybody's calendar. If not, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you and Martin for organizing that. That's an important next step.
Well, can I say one more thing? I really want to thank the equipment vendors because they have been very generous donating their time, their expertise, and in some cases, donating equipment. So I want to thank them all very much.
So four vendors, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, great.
So, Jay, sorry. Probably one last quick question. So what is our POC, the relationship between our POC and the Plugfest?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, my impression is that for the Plugfest in North America, it seems to me that our POC from this ONM A1, it's the whole thing. I don't know whether there are other content from this Plugfest.
So, and this is perhaps an artificial distinction, but I'm thinking the POC, what we're doing in, you know, North America and Europe this time is a POC. It's primarily the software, the management plane. And I believe in Beijing, it's more the hardware side of things. But they're very complementary.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know. Okay.
And what we'll do is we'll you know, collect all of their results and all of the videos and all of the screenshots, and then you and Paul and anyone else who's involved can craft the message, because we're trying to be complementary with each other's efforts and also cover multiple bases.
Yeah, understood.
Okay.
Thank you.
So let's move on. Jinri, you have the face-to-face minutes that you need to get to the event page.
It was uploaded today.
Great.
Yeah.
Another item off our list. Ritwick, alignment and adjust OAI code to be compliant with ORAN Alliance.
I still have to do this one, Jack. I haven't followed up on this. I'll take care of it this week. Yeah.
Well, I think the issue is, are you having calls with them to work this topic? And if so, make sure everyone's aware of the meeting so that, you know, the community, interested community members can join, okay?
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
All right, update Amber tasks, that's complete. So we're completing a lot of our old business, which is great. So, because we're turning the page now, and we're going to be moving on to a lot more just activities. We'll be focusing on bronze. And so, you know, we branched the code. So in this phase where we're not doing a formal software right now, you should be operating under the maintenance window, which should be focusing on looking at feedback from anybody who tries to use the software, any JIRA tickets. You know, everything should be going into JIRA that people are finding, and so that we track, and the, you know, and so that developers can pick up a JIRA ticket and fix them. Going forward, we're going to start pulling together a process to track the number of open JIRA tickets and activities. And this is an opportunity for people to work on some of those defects. So typically in the maintenance window, we try not to add whole new tasks, but just to refine the existing code that's been released. And then we will do a maintenance release in about a month before we kick off the formal development cycles for the bronze. So we typically try to do one maintenance release. And this gives the developers activities to address some of the technical debt, because one of the challenges you have if you're always adding new things, you never get to go back and fix things that people find. So this is an opportunity to do some of that. So we'll be reviewing some of that. And so you'll see us move forward with everything now starting to refer to bronze instead of amber. Lijing's out for the next 2 weeks for the test and integration. I think Ron Shockham's here, who will cover for Lijing while he's out. We'll start that pivot. Now, with that, for the next month, remember that we have a couple of weeks where we're going to take a break on the calendar. We need to, for next week, probably one of the big things will be spending time reviewing the calendar and refining that for the bronze release and getting people's feedback. But the next few weeks, the focus will be returns from the PTLs and the integration and test work back to the requirements for the software architecture committee to define really what we need to deliver in the bronze release. And this is where I'll hand over to Ritwik, but the next several meetings will focus on this. Just remember, the key thing here is that we want to accomplish usable tasks as well as incremental work now in each release going forward. So we will talk about use cases and end-to-end use cases. Use cases will talk about functionality, often limited to particular modules, capabilities, or functionality that's required to add. But the end-to-end use cases are very important. These are the things that will demonstrate the whole system working together to provide a particular functionality. And so this is very important that everybody works together to make sure we can achieve the end-to-end use case, and that we pick the right end-to-end use case and break it down so that we demonstrate an entire working set of functions. Now, obviously, it's only the B release. We're not going to have all the functions working. And so that's why defining the end-to-end use cases are important. We have two that are currently on the agenda. Ritwik will go through them, but I'm just calling attention to everybody to pay, that this is a key decision. We will finalize this over the next few weeks and then kick into development. Obviously, these have been worked for, in the background while we were doing Amber. A lot of discussion was at the last face-to-face, and I just can't reiterate how important it is to make sure everyone gets their input into this process, so when we turn to execution, everyone is familiar with what we're trying to do, and that we're all in it together, because that's what it takes to come out with a release that actually delivers some level of functionality. All right, with that, I'll turn it over to Ritwik.
Okay. If I can share, Jack. So, a couple of items. First of all, there is a spreadsheet that we put together collecting all the different epics. This has been uploaded in the RSAC wiki. This has been going over all the different PTLs and the different use case people who have tried to contribute. So I don't think everybody has looked at it holistically, but this is the current status. We have released the epics that have been outlined, and we've taken some effort to cluster them in some high level topics. You can see some of these topics where there are E2 termination, tracing, accept framework, and then there's this cluster topic here where we've tried to see some of these are platform hardening, some of these are database related items, some are more ASN1 items, some to do with accept chaining. So you'll have to, each of the PTLs will have to go through this list and put them into the JIRA. Some are fairly detailed, but the reason why we did this clustering is to help them move it towards an epic. An epic is more abstracted so that people can say, okay, this is to do with A1 alignment. This is to do with O1 alignment. Okay, then the respective PTLs can go and take a look at that and pull them into JIRA. What we've also done is, as opposed to release A, we've identified for each epic who the contributors are, who are the associated responsible parties in the ORAN Alliance and in the OSC. The green is the OSC project, you can see up the top, and the ORAN Alliance, the equivalent ORAN, who are the interested parties in the ORAN Alliance. And so that way you could see, okay, O1 adapter, Rick is interested in it, you know, WG1, WG3 is interested in it. And then finally, we've also created two end-to-end use cases, health check and traffic steering. So towards the end of this document, we've added some of these epics for health check and end-to-end traffic steering use cases. So those items are still being discussed. What we've done is also, we've also created two additional documents to highlight what the use case is about. Basically, holistically, what does the health check use case provide? What is the background? What is its expected output? What is the acceptance criteria for the test sequence? So this has been worked by John Eng, David Kinsey, and John Jensen. So I'll give them a little bit of time to discuss this document. In the spreadsheet, you should also be able to see a call flow as to what exactly should happen to realize this health check use case. So for O1 health check, these are the interactions, the call interactions that need to happen. The A1 health check and other health checks that we've defined in the document. Similarly, for the traffic steering use case, Gil Bullard, Ron Chakram, David Kinsey, and myself, we've kind of looked at this use case. And there is an accompanying document that will just, I think it's coming along nicely. So we encourage people to take a look at this use case. Maybe Gil can give a quick description as to what entails in this document so that you can see very quickly what are the call flows and what are the functional components and principally how is machine learning going to be used to realize this traffic steering use case. And towards the end, I think there is a list of epics that should also show up in the spreadsheet. So that's the current status. We've taken a lot of effort to outline the epics and to create the two accompanying documents that describes the use cases. Work is evolving, so we will add more and more to these documents. For example, the ASN syntax that is needed, some gaps that we are finding in E2SM service model. So we will try and highlight some of this. And we are cross-checking this with the ORAN Alliance working group calls. So a couple of us, we go to different working group alliance calls, WG2, WG3, and we socialize this before we get to our OSC checkpointing. OSC has two checkpoints during the release, but that may be a little bit too late. So this time around, during the planning and design stage, we are creating these documents and getting feedback as we evolve. That's a little faster way of just making sure that everybody's on the same page. So maybe right now I would just give some time to Gil and John Ng to maybe discuss this. Maybe Gil, if you want to just quickly, Gil and Ron, if you want to just discuss this use case quickly.
Sure. What do you think? Like maybe 5 minutes, right? Is that about what we?
I think it'll be Jack. We have till 9 o'clock, right? So maybe 2 minutes each. I think that may be
okay.
Good enough. Yeah.
This week.
Okay. Just very quickly. So if you could scroll on down to the diagram, Ritwick. The document goes through a functional decomposition of the use case and identifies the different functional components. It goes through an analysis of how to do of the execution environment for these, which is the diagram we're looking at. All the words that precede this describe these things with the inputs and outputs. Does an analysis in terms of, you know, where should these things run, non-real-time RIC, near-real-time RIC, based upon data travel distance and latency needs, et cetera, comes up with a recommendation in terms of the XSEPs that should exist, comes up with describes a set of epochs for those use cases. If you could scroll down a little bit more, Ritwick, it also does a analysis of the training, I guess, in terms of how you would train this. Three steps. The third, come up with a training data set, have the, everything is color coded. So the data that's described is, RF signal metrics, red, per cell data, blue. So the UE's perspective, the cell's perspective, use that to eventually predict a QoE for a UE. The high level, how the way machine learning works is that it is known what is the QoE experience for a UE that's at a cell. One can use that information during training to train a model that can derive or predict that value, that known value, and then that can be tested by hiding that value from the model and seeing if the model can accurately predict the QoE that the UE is actually experiencing. Critical to this is the E2 data. Ron, you want to say a couple of words about that?
Yeah, just very quickly. I mean, we're looking at the obviously many different KPIs are required for this kind of learning, and so we're just doing an analysis. Looking into the how this needs to be supported through E2. The kind of trigger definitions that we need for receiving these KPIs and the reports. And so we're identifying, gaps in existing E2SM document that we've looked at and seeing, so, what's going to be required. So that's this is going to continue to expand, describe, all the different KPIs that we're going to need here.
I should also say that Mati and Gu Young has also been working on the RICAP project to identify the sequence diagrams and some of the call flows. So it's a project that's bringing together a lot of people, I think. So Mati, you could probably fill up some of these sections also.
Okay, if you can go back to the overall diagram. Okay, one of my fundamental questions is, this requires a pretty functional system, right? You're describing something mm-hmm. that actually has UEs on it, a DU, a CU.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have all of that in, available?
Yeah, so
what's the plan? Because I don't know that, mm-hmm. we have all the software for all of the elements done by the B release.
I'm trying to leverage Radisys, who is trying to provide the E2 service model for the ODU and the OCU. So that's an expectation that we'll have to manage with Radisys on the ODU side of the house, the ODU project. I mean, they will provide, at least so far it's been promised that they will provide a closed source binary ODU with an open E2 implementation. So the interface will be open, but the DU may be closed, at least for now for B release. And that's something that we have to have that discussion with them, more and more. That's one possibility. The other possibility is also China Mobile is providing an OCU integrated. So I've asked Jinri maybe to take a look at that.
Yeah, Richard, I owe you this action point. Yeah. I owe you this. Yeah, I owe you. Yeah. Sorry.
So there are two candidates who can fill this block, and it's highly dependent on these blocks. In addition to that, we have to create these modules, right? The predictor model, the traffic steering model, all of this has to come together. So there's work to be done. Whether everything will come together in B release is highly dependent on what the ODU providers are providing. Okay. And so that's where maybe, Jack, you might want to, send an email or at least have a conversation with Radisys, and of course Jindri is talking internally with CMCC.
Well, I think we need to get their whoever the representative here to one of these
meetings. Yeah.
And let's discuss it here with the whole
team. Yeah.
The other thing
they come is to the RSAC meeting
for simulation in part of this so that you don't have to have the whole complex setup going to be able to work some of the software testing and the other aspects. So is there a simulator role in this?
You could do some of this with an E2 simulator and a UE simulator, but that we'll have to have a discussion with Alex as to what is feasible. I mean, at the end of the day, to drive any of these machine learning algorithms, we need data. And so there's also, I know, another effort that's going on with open data set effort in ORAN Alliance. I think CMCC is providing a little bit of visibility on that. So simulators can help. We have to discuss exactly how much the simulators can help to bootstrap some of these processes, at least maybe for the training.
Right. So this this drives a little bit, if I go, when I look at that, you have non-real-time RIC impact, you have near real-time RIC impact, you have XApp impact, you have DU impact. So these are, things that, cover those
items,
right? But we need to also make sure we move other components forward as well. And that's part of the reason that we're doing the self-check case, because this is what we expect, that everyone runs on their test system before they do anything else to as a way to verify that the units are up and running, so you can do the health check at any time and make sure the system is ready and all components, in that environment are operating and meet at least a minimum level to start, right? This is kind of like our hello world use case. So if people want to add or think that, from a base standpoint, there's more things they want to add to this, they should think about it, how it should affect. But every component in the system should at least be pinged as part of this process, and you should build a map that it's there, and that you can reach it through whatever means you need to.
Yeah, Jack. This is John Ng, and this document's loaded onto the contributions page. I mean, I think what you described, I think we want to do a more practical, what we can do in the the B release, basically checking for a northbound client. A northbound client could be SMO, could be a dashboard, it could be really any management platform that will make an 01 call into the RIC to check the healthcare, the health of the RIC. And that includes the common components of the RIC, the X apps, as well as the ability that the RIC can actually talk through the E2 interface. And so we're testing the 01 and E2. And then also another request from the northbound client, go through the A1 interface to the RIC, just to check the ability for the RIC to actually make policy changes. And then we added one more, is really for the northbound client to check the health of the OCUs, ODUs. I'm not sure if that's entirely in the scope of the B release, but that's something that we should talk about.
They should be able to at least load their software and respond to, you know, yes, I'm here functionality, as well as, you know, the open front hall. I don't know how you validate if things are connected on that, some of the work that Tracy and Martin are doing. But any component of the system should at least have some exchange and be logged as, you know, you're able to communicate it with it and show some kind of inventory of what, you know, of what's there.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
We've kind of used our time for today, but, you know, we'll have, this will be the main focus for next week, is continuing this discussion. Please reach out to Ritwick, join the other calls, bring your interests. We need to get a little more involvement going into the B release. Please bring your objectives, your interests to this. And, you know, we're all in this together, and the goal here is to, you know, make this community successful, but it requires everyone's involvement. So I will be clear that we need more people working together to build the overall system. Just building individual components isn't going to get us where we need to be in the long term. So talk to your, you know, developer communities, your friends, your, you know, other participants from your companies. We need the involvement. We need to increase the involvement in this. Otherwise, we won't be successful. Is there anybody else that has anything to raise at this time? All right. Well, like I said, thank you for joining today. Please come again next week. Come ready to, contribute, bring your ideas, and let's figure out the best plan for our bronze release and beyond. Thank you. With that, I'll close the meeting with Lejing away. There's no integration meeting follow this, so we'll just end the meeting at this time. If no one has any other business. Okay, with that, thank you everyone, and we'll see you next week.